used to, long time ago, we used to call them Dodgers.
Oh. Is that when there are greens in them?
That's right. Oh. They call them Dodgers.
Okay. Are they good?
They're so good. They good.
That sounds good. What about when you cook cornbread in the ashes of a fire?
We call that ash cake. I have it a minute then.
Okay. What about if this is still with cornbread, but if it's really soft and you serve it in a bowl with a spoon?
Yeah, that's the potluck.
Would you ever call it spoon bread or mush or a wenda? Batter bread? Okay, well, you know, if you never use it, there's no reason you'd have a word for it. Okay, what about bread that's made in loaves out of white flour?
Made in loaves out of white flour.
Cornbread or
corn flour? We talking about home loaf bread. This bread, you just make a loaf and put it in the stove.
Yeah, that's, do you call it loaf bread?
Loaf bread.
Okay. Okay, what, you know, sometimes you make pastries that are about that big around,
this,
with a hole in the middle, and you make it with baking powder.
Say, you said with a hole in the middle.
Uh-huh.
That look kind of like a pound cake, wouldn't it be?
Sure. And what if you make the same thing, only you make it with yeast?
Well, you make yeast, you make rolls.
Okay. Are these ever called donuts?
That's right, donuts.
And what about flat ones that don't have a hole in the middle? They're really flat and you cook them on a skillet or a griddle and you eat them with butter and syrup?
Pancakes.
And what do you call the meat from the side of a hog? It's salted but it's not smoked.
Side of a hog. Meal.
And what about pressed meatloaf that's made out of the hog's head?
Call this house meat.
And what do you call the hard thing that's in the middle of a cherry?
In the middle of a cherry, that cold and cherry, you're talking about a cherry, what you get off a tree?
Yeah, right. You know the hard thing in the middle of it?
Call it a cone.
Okay. You know the hard thing that's in the middle of a peach? What's that called?
That's a kiln.
Okay. And what about a peach that the meat sticks to the kernel? Is there a name for that kind of peach?
You take an apple or a peach, you can pull it over, it'll leave the kiln.
You serve it in a bowl.
But you take
and you eat with a spoon. It's made kind of like grits.
Clingstone or plum peach? Cleavestone? Clingstone? Press peach?
Press peach, that's right.
There's so many names for these things.